has an irregular rhythm at a regular rate without murmur, rubber, gallop. Abdomen is soft, hypoactive bowel sounds, no distension or tenderness, and musculoskeletal. She moves her arms in a normal range of motion, can weight bear, uncomfortable on the right, in a seated position, extending her leg was uncomfortable, and she couldn't keep it lifted for very long. And checking reflexes, the patellar reflex on the right side was hyperreflexic, with the left side being normal. She moves her arms in a normal range of motion and can propel her manual wheelchair. Skin is warm, dry, intact with good turgor. Neuro, she makes eye contact, affect appropriate to situation. Her speech is clear, and she can describe what's gone on and states that she will take whatever will help her, period. She then adds that she's also been having pain on her left side rib cage. She denies having any recent falls or trauma to that area, period. When I asked what she thinks could be causing it, she didn't know. She tells me that when her husband was alive and she was his caretaker, that there was more than one occasion where she fell trying to lift him or transfer him, and she ended up on the ground, and a couple of times where he ended up on her, period. He passed away 2 months ago, so the most recent fall was not that long ago, period. Okay, and exam to her left rib cage elicits some tenderness at the intercostal muscles, lateral lower ribs. AMP number one, right side sciatica. Medrol dose pack is ordered to be given as directed. And for pain, she has tramadol, and I'm writing that it be scheduled AM, 2 p.m., and HS until the sciatica is resolved, and then it'll go back to PRN. And then left rib cage pain, X-ray of the left rib cage is ordered, and we'll await to see what those results are. And then next is general care. Patient, I ordered lab work for her when I was here last. It's not in the results section, so I'm reordering it in the case it somehow got omitted, period. 99350.